Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
61282.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
First name is Janet. Last name starts with an F, Freisinger.
Thank you. Can you confirm your address, please?
1314 15th Street, Silvis, Illinois.
Okay. Thank you. Give me a moment to get your account pulled up here. And I do show where you completed the sweepstakes offer to purchase the KitchenAid mixer, and you were enrolled into Bites Hub, but I show that the account was canceled and also a full refund was issued for your charge. How can I help you?
Well, there is another charge on my account again for $24.99 that has the same Global Core Fitness company. Same company, a different charge, but that just, it's coming through to yesterday.
Okay, and for the charge for $24.99, is there a customer service number listed there?
I don't know. I didn't, it's like pending to come out. So I don't know if there's one on my,
Okay, and it sounds like you may have the Evo Trainer Health and Fitness app. I can provide you with their customer service number so they can locate that account for you. Do you have a PIN?
Just one second. Okay, what's the number?
855-207-1119.
Okay, and this number is to what, to where now? Fitness?
It's called Evo Trainer. It's E-V-O Trainer. It's a health and fitness app.
Okay, and so they are the ones that's charging it? Because last time called you guys, and
well, what happened is you did call us when you did that KitchenAid mixer sweepstakes offer. It does enroll you into additional offers. One of those offers was for Bites Hub, and then also you were enrolled into Evo Trainer. So we are all separate companies, but due to that sweepstakes offer, that's how you got enrolled.
And they just keep charging your account then?
Well,
continuously? How do you, because I told them I wanted nothing to do with this. And I wanted it canceled, didn't want anything charged. And then again, this month it happens again.
Well, we're different companies. So when you did that sweepstakes offer, that's one company. You paid your shipping and handling for your prize, but with the terms and conditions in agreement.
I didn't get a prize. I didn't win. They tell me I didn't win, which is fine. And then they charged me $59 the last month.
Right,
they
charge you the $59 the same day that you did the sweepstakes offer for the mixer. So with that terms and conditions from the sweepstakes, it enrolled you into additional offers that you agreed to.
No, that's wrong. See, okay, I'm going to call the fraud department and turn you guys in and turn that other company in too, because
what I would advise you to do is contact the merchant and settle it out first before you go forward with disputing. Because what is going to happen whenever you dispute charges, the bank has to get the account from the merchant to determine if it is fraudulent. However, it is not because of your sweepstakes offer. You just were not aware of the terms and conditions. So that does not negate that charge for you. So I'd advise you to contact the merchant to see if they can handle the charge before you go forward with that dispute, because you're going to end up losing that dispute. So I'm just giving you a heads up on that. And you can contact your bank and they can advise you of how chargeback works when you enter sweepstakes offers with accounts like this.
Okay. All right. I will give that call, number a call. All right.
Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service.